fuck it out for you. Hang on here.
Perfect.
Hello, Oscar. Yeah. How are you? You doing good?
I'm great. I'm alive and well. What more can we ask for?
Right? We're breathing. We're on the right side of the dirt.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Oscar, my name is Nadine Medina, and I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she does such a wonderful job, you know, going over, I would say, the basics of the program. So I know that you, a couple of things she had notated on the account that I was reading, and she mentioned that, I guess your godfather, you saw his company listed on Google, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And she said that this last year was your official year? This past year?
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. That's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been working pretty steadily, too. We're working on some apartments right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're open to both residential and commercial?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Anything with the roof, we can do.
Okay. Now, and she also mentioned that, so you used to work for your dad and then you branched out on your own.
Yeah, I actually worked for quite a few different companies.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
I know, I've come to realize there's a lot of different ways of roofing.
Yeah. Now, your dad, is he currently using a company to help him with Google marketing? Or tell me a little bit about that, how you know with your dad that it works.
The last 2 years before I started my own, I was an estimator, and then I would see the jobs all the way through. Basically, what I'm doing now, but getting paid hourly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I sold the jobs. I went out, measured the roofs, bid on them, and seen all the jobs all the way through. But the better part of me now doing it is I don't just measure it and then I send a crew. If I measure your roof, I'm working on your roof. And the only reason why I'm going to ever leave that job is because I'm going to get materials or I'm going to do another estimate.
Right.
I will not overload myself on work to where I have to go back and forth to jobs.
Absolutely.
I would have to need to hire somebody with my standard of liking to be able to grow. And that might take some time.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty high standard.
Yeah. So do you carry, is it the California General Building Contractor's License or do you have the C-39?
Just the C-39, yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming you also have at least $1 million general liability insurance?
Yes, workers' comp and general liability.
Okay. And then would you be able to pass a background check, like no felonies in the last 7 years?
Definitely.
Okay. And then
I wouldn't have been able to get my license.
I know, that's what the officer, right? I know, I hear that often.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't get a license if they don't run a clean background on me. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that Angie's, is that something you used in the past with your dad? Or tell me a little bit about that.
No, I tried them out this last month.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me 5 leads. I went, measured them all out, and they were, I bid on them, I followed up with them, and I conversated with them, and 3 of them went with other roofers.
Okay.
You know, but I didn't get any jobs, and I close
quite a bit.
The percentage is high on closing.
Yeah.
I mean,
your closing
besides
ratio
Angie's
is high.
List, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it's 90%, and I've already closed, like, I want to say 10 jobs in the last 2 months.
From Angie's List?
No, on my own.
I'm
very well known. I know a bunch of realtors, general contractors throughout L.A.
Oh,
County,
good.
Santa Barbara County,
okay.
and Ventura County.
Okay,
so my
perfect.
Net is cast wide.
Good. Okay, so those are jobs that you got on your own. So the Angies, what, do you mind if I ask you, Oscar, what were they charging you per lead?
Oh, it would range anywhere, like from repairs to like complete roofs, depending on the size. It ranged from like $20 all the way up to, I want to say like 200.
Okay.
For like the bigger jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so anywhere between there, but there was a down deposit of like $500 and then, that's not a deposit. It just goes towards, it's so I have money in the account to be able to pay for the lead.
Oh, okay. So it's like a budget. They had you set.
Yeah. I just wanted to try them out.
Okay. Okay. So what I want to offer you, cause it's one of my most favorite packages that I want to tell you about, it's our ideal package. Okay. And I'm going to explain to you how it all works. Now, of course, if this isn't something that really fits for you, you know, then we could take a look to see what other options that there are available. Okay. But basically, okay, this ideal package, it's offered to you at a fixed flat rate of $249 a month. It does come with a one-time $250 setup fee for the, it's actually an application fee for the Google Guarantee Program. And
okay,
then,
so it'll be like $500?
Yeah, you're looking at $499 as the initial investment.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, the following month, you're going to pay $249. And then once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, you'll be notified that you've been approved and to activate your lead. So there'll be an activation budget. So basically, this ideal package, Oscar, comes in two parts, part A and part B, okay? So part A, that $249 is going to get you verified. We're going to get you verified through Google, create you the Google business profile. We're going to optimize that profile to the first page, and we're going to maintain it there by your keywords and search terms. Roof replacement, new roof, re-roof, however they search for that service that you offer, they're going to find you on the first page, click on your number, call you directly. Okay? We're going to list you on Bing. We're also going to promote you on the directories of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, I believe you already have a business Facebook page, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw one for you. Okay. So the Yelp page that you have and the Facebook page, we're going to brand them so that they're visible. However, on Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, when someone does a search on Google for your service, and let's say they didn't call you, right, but now they're on Facebook and they're looking at pictures or they're looking at stories, all of a sudden they're going to see your ad appear. That ad is going to help you reach more new potential clients. And we make it unique where we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on that ad, they are calling you directly. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, in addition, okay, we're going to include a website. Is there a website? Am I missing one, or do you not have one yet?
Yes. Yes.
You do have one? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me see.
It's independentroofingvc.com.
Okay, maybe that's why you're seeing it. VC?
I use GoDaddy.com to help me out with it.
Oh, I got it. Okay. It looks good.
That should pop right up.
Yes, I see it. Okay, perfect. I love your logo, by the way.
But I have so many other photos that I need to upload, and it's kind of difficult to contact them. And
Oh, so you have to go through them to set it up to upload the pictures, or how does that work?
Yeah.
You can just do it on your own?
Yeah. No, I could do it on my own. I could do it on my own, but I mean, I just, it's hard to find time.
Well,
you know? I mean, I'm very, very busy, but I know I need to make time for that, you know?
Yeah,
definitely
for sure.
I need to make time for that.
So here's the thing. Yeah. Your website, we're going to make sure that that website's attached where you're listed. and we're also going to cover the mobile platform. What that means is that whenever someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they'll also find you listed on the first page. Okay? It's going to cover all of your bases. Now, this is the part A. The part B is the Google Guaranteed. And I don't know if you've ever seen it when you've done a search on Google. They're the ones at the very top of the page that have the check mark that says Google Guaranteed. And so what that is a pay-per-lead program. But the lead, Oscar, it's not like an Angie's lead, okay? This is a lead that's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not going to share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you, okay? Now, the requirements for that is that they want you to have 5 Google reviews, which we're going to help you get those reviews that you'll need, okay? They want to run a background check, okay? So you'll have to submit your social. They're going to ask you for that license and that insurance, which you said you have the C-39 and you have the insurance, right? So you have the requirements for it. So you pay the $250 application fee. We send you the application. You're going to fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, for the Google Guaranteed, Oscar, it takes like 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I have seen some people get approved, okay, in 3 weeks. It depends on how quickly you submit the application and how quickly you respond to the background check, okay? However, once you get approved, we're going to call you to notify you because within 3 days we want to activate your leads, unless if you tell us otherwise to activate them now or activate them next month, okay? So,
okay.
To activate your leads, we're going to always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because we want you to see how the feel of the leads works before you start asking for us to send you more. Okay? So, the minimum monthly budget is $768, which is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $58.67. So when a lead comes in, a phone call, it's going to deduct that from the budget. The kicker on it is, let's say someone calls you to, I don't know, do a bathroom remodel. Well, that's outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If someone called you, let's say someone called you from, I don't know, from San Francisco, and you're not servicing that area, as long as you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead. They will credit it back.
Okay.
If someone calls you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. What's going to be considered a qualified lead, okay, is if you talked about pricing over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is considered a qualified lead. Now, Google, Oscar, is going to assign a special tracking number to your phone, and the calls are recorded. So this is how Google's going to know what's qualified and what's not, because they have an AI system that will identify it. You're not having to call and dispute it, okay? But I will tell you this. If one slipped through the cracks, okay, we're managing this. So we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back, okay? Now, let's say you got one lead in the month, right? What's left over from the $768 budget, that's going to roll over to the next month, which means the next month, okay, you're not going to pay the $768 again. What you're going to pay is just the $58.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled
over. Oh, nice.
Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, if you're going on vacation or let's say you got a bunch of jobs lined up and you can't handle any more leads right now, what you do is you call us and you say, shut off my leads. We shut them off. We pause them. We don't turn the leads back on, Oscar, until you call us to turn them back on. So you can pause them as many times as you need to for as long as you need to. Okay?
Yeah.
Google
you guys, my dad, I know you guys pretty well already because I mean, I was getting, my dad would print out this local splash leads that he'd get, he would get through his email. And then I'd be going to measure them and stuff for him. It's pretty cool because it comes with her name.
Company's name?
A little Espino Roofing?
Espino Roofing?
Yeah. Espino Roofing Inc. out of Ventura County.
Okay, let me take a look. 248-8168. That's your dad's number, no?
Antonio Espino.
Okay. Yeah, he's got like...
I'm not sure if he still does, but...
Yeah,
yeah,
he's still with us. Yeah. Yeah, he's still using our services. You know what? He's been with us, oh my gosh, he's been with us over, excuse me, más de seis años he's been with us. You know that he came he came in on an old program that we had when he first originally signed up with us, so that's why he's grandfathered in at that special rate. Wow. Yeah, he's been with us for years. Yeah.
Cool.
I thought it was kind of, you know what, I almost thought because look at, when I went to your Facebook page, I saw that it said Oscar Espino Roofing at gmail.com. I saw that email on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I actually started the Facebook page. Like, I was super excited. When I hit the ground running whenever I started my company. Major, I'm giving away, I was giving away for the first month $1,000 on a re-roofing project. Any re-roofing project.
That.
And I was just taking jobs. I mean, I'm still taking jobs left and right all the way until the end of July. And then the prices are just going to go up to the normal rate that doesn't have $1,000 off.
Right.
You know?
And you know, everybody likes to save money, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just a great way to, because I mean, I'm not trying to get rich in the real quick.
Of course.
I'm just trying to show people like what I'm capable of at a price that we could both agree on so I can get my name out there. You know, so it's a win-win.
It is. And you know what? And then when you do the quality work that you do, right? Those
Definitely.
Same people are going to refer you to their family and friends, right?
Oh, it happens all the time. And
it's
the neighbors
just keep going.
Snowballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because almost almost any residential roof, it's not taking us any longer than 3 days. And I mean, my five guys, we're just really.
That's good.
No, and it's the quality, like, because they see speed with just one or like two or three guys, then I'd be worried, you know? But if you see speed with like five guys, then you get quality and speed at the same time. Because, I mean, I try to be in and out. I try to be in and out because, I mean, the noise, you know, it's just an inconvenience no matter what. Even if you need a roof, the noise is still a big inconvenience for the client and the homeowners. So that's the main reason why we try to just get in and out. And I'm apologizing to the neighbors every day. I'm so sorry. We're going to be out of here in 2 days. Yeah. Because I still I really do. The compressor, you know, I got quiet compressors, but...
You're like, my bad.
The humming sound will really get under your skin, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I got it.
I definitely care about my communities.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, this program that I'm offering you, it's really, really a great program. And I'm going to tell you that a lot of people are inclined to calling those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program because it'll show that you passed the background check. It'll show that, that you're licensed, you're insured, and they know that Google puts up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. So like I said, it's almost as if Oscar Google's guaranteeing your work. But what I love about it is because it's still a direct call to you, and especially with the kind of closing ratio that you have, that's going to take your company to the next level. You know what I mean? And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're going to be like super overwhelmed and a bunch of calls and oh my gosh, you're going crazy, right? It's not going to be like that.
I wouldn't let that happen.
But it's going to generate It's going to generate you a steady flow of quality clients that you can pick and choose the ones that you want to take, you know, especially with the other package, part of the package, you could be super selective. With the Google Guaranteed, you know if someone's calling you outside of your services, your service area, or if they're even calling you for a service that, or even to solicit you or to see if you're hiring, right? That's an unqualified lead.
Yeah.
They have to credit it back
to you. Yeah, definitely.
So, again, Oscar, for you to start this, the initial investment would be $499. The following month, you're only paying $249, right? Because we're still getting you through the Google Guaranteed approval, okay? Once you get approved
and then
for
after
Google
that, and then step two will be to pay for the lead, which is like 700 or something.
That would be to activate it. But that doesn't mean, like, let's say in the first month, if you only got, you know, one lead, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you only got one, right? And you know the following month, you're not going to pay $768 again. What you're paying is just...
You're only
going to
pay that one lead.
Yes, because we want your budget to be up to the $768. Now, listen.
Yeah, the minimum.
This is... Yeah, we start you off with the minimum, but here's the thing. If you want more leads, Oscar, you can say, hey, you know, the next month, I want to get up to 20 leads. You can do that. What'll happen is the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Okay?
Yeah.
So that would change, but not the cost per lead. So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're able to track all of your results with us, the calls that you're getting, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. So you can track all of that. You will have an account manager and a team dedicated to your account. So like if there's a time that you want to run a promotion for the month, right? Like you know how you're running your $1,000 promotion, right? $1,000 off. If you ever want to run promotions like that, let us know because we'll create a Facebook ad for that. If you want to change your content, let us know. We can do that for you. You can make changes at any time. But you will definitely have an account manager and a team dedicated to your account. We do all the work, Oscar, so that you can focus on your jobs. Okay?
What took you guys so long to call me?
I don't know.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
You need the card number? I'm ready.
Well, let's get you set up first. Okay, so I'm going to be gathering some information from you. Last name is Espino, right?
Yes, E-S-P-I-N-O.
Okay, and then your best email is going to be the OscarEspinoRoofing@gmail.com. This is where we're going to send you a
change that one because I created a business.
Let's
a business
get it.
Email.
All right.
independent.roofing.inc. So there's two dots in Independent Roofing Inc.
Yes.
Independent
got it.
Roof. Okay. And then at Gmail.
At Gmail. Beautiful. Okay. So let me. I'm going to be sending you two emails right now while we're on the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
To confirm that you got the right one too.
Yes. So the first email I'm sending you is going to be our ideal package that we were talking about. I put down the whole breakdown of everything that's included. Okay. Now let me do this. And then what the cost per lead is, the monthly, the $249 a month. Okay. $499 is going to be the initial investment today. I'm sending you a second email. And they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And that's just giving you, Oscar, an overview of our reporting system so that when you're tracking your results with us, okay?
Received.
Okay, beautiful.
I just got it.
Awesome. Now, this 805-701-9617, is that the best number for us to reach you on as well?
Yes, that's the business number, and we work 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh. No descanses, you will get rest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you understand
I just
Spanish?
I just make it like that because...
I'm sorry.
Really,
I'm over here assuming you speak Spanish, too.
The rainy season. The rainy seasons, when people... I mean, the prices could be kind of hefty because if we're coming out in the middle of the night while it's pouring rain, you know, and putting plastic on your roof. I mean, it's dangerous, for one. And for two, it's in the middle of the night, you know.
I have talked to some people that are like, I'm on a roof. Like, and I'm like, why are you answering my call then?
I know.
I don't call me when you're not on the roof. You know what I mean? Because I get so nervous. So this phone number, you can also get text messages, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent you a text message, and this one's going to have the number to our customer service department. Okay? I want you, it kind of, are you driving right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to be I want you to be safe. So listen.
Oh, I'm on the hands-free, though.
Okay, perfect. Now, when you get an opportunity today, okay, I want you to save the phone number that I sent you. It's our 877 number. You're going to save that number in your contact.
Under local customer service.
Yep, you got it. I also included your username and your password for your client dashboard. So your username is actually going to be your phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code. The password, it shows that it's all lowercase, one word, good mobile. Okay? And it's in that text. All right? Okay.
Got it.
Now, company name, Oscar, you want it to show up as Independent Roofing Inc., right? Is that how you want it to be listed? Okay.
Yes.
Now, what's the address that's associated with it? Is it like your home address with the business? That address won't show anywhere on Google. We'll hide it.
Okay.
Is it 307 town site?
Yes.
Promenade? Okay. In Camarillo, right? 93010. Yes. Okay. So let me tell them, make sure that address is hidden. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go over billing, okay? Before I process the transaction, I do have to walk you through what we call a voice verification recording, okay? The reason is because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement, okay, for you, which is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, if there's anything you don't understand, Oscar, do me a favor and just stop me so we can review it and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And then I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go here. Okay. The card that you're putting on file, is it in your name, the business name, or does it have both?
It's in my name.
And what does it read as? Just Oscar Espino, or is there like a middle initial?
Yes. No, that's my full name, Oscar Espino. I love it how they made it easy for me and my parents.
I was going to say, sometimes like I feel like my name's difficult.
Yeah, my little brother has four names, and I'm like, dude, Juan Ramon Espino Papu. It's like a book.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know. I think some of us, our family members decided to give us a whole bunch of, it's funny because I say, if I went by my confirmation name and the way that they say your name, like when you're from Mexico, right? My name should be Nadine Ana Medina de Juarez Guadalupe. I forget it. I had too many names.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So
you got to say where you're from.
Yeah. And it's the same billing address, right?
Yes.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
5403-8520-6656-7583. Expiration date 0729, and the three digits on the back is 226.
Okay. So I'm not charging the card yet. I'm going to turn on the recording first. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me so we can
review
it, and then I'll
rephrase
it.
Is that the total amount, right?
The $499.
Because I just moved.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I only
what
moved
I'm going to go
$500.
That's totally fine. Yeah, it's only $499, no taxes or nothing. So what I'm going to do, and that's why I say before I process the payment, I'm going to go over the whole billing and everything with you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, so let's do this. I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Independent Roofing, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Oscar Espino, owner of Independent Roofing, Inc.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important, Oscar, that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please, and this is why I asked you to save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts, because when you get a call from our customer service number, it will be from the 877 number. Okay, so that's why I asked you to save it so that way you never lose it. Now, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, the security question, it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Let's do a first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Lucky.
Okay. So whenever we call you, how you identify if it's us, you're going to ask, what's my security question? We'll say Lucky, your first pet's name. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. It's not us calling.
Yeah.
Okay? Or if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man. I answer every phone call the same. I never fail. You know, even sometimes even my family members are like, you know, my name popped up when I called you. I was like, I know. I'm just keeping the practice going.
Yeah, you have to, you know. No, that's good. Now, I'm going to give you an example, right? Because several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. And Yelp basically, you know, they offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, and if you're interested in trying out, like, Yelp ads, let me know, okay, because we can offer you a discounted rate, just so that you know.
Oh, okay.
Right?
If I can work through you guys, I mean, that would be my best option. I mean, I only trust the ones that I've seen working for my dad.
Yeah, if you ever feel like, hey, I think I want to try Yelp, or even just get information on that later, let us know, and I can go over that with you and get you a discounted rate rather than you going through them directly, okay?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Just keep that in mind. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I'm going to explain it, and then I'll repeat the question, okay? So basically what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What I'm saying is that before you do, give us a call.
Check in with, I get you.
Yeah, so we make sure that we're not already providing you that service because, see, we don't want you to have to spend more money if you don't need to. That's what that means, okay? So I'm going to go back to asking you that question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Do you agree to letting us know if you do additional marketing before you do it?
Yes.
Okay. Now you're now as part of your verification process, okay, Oscar, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay? This may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, okay? Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame could result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 21st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay, so we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 21st day of each month in the discounted amount of $249. So August 21st, you'll be charged the $249, okay? So that's a monthly recurring payment. Remember, the Google Guaranteed, you're not going to be charged for the leads yet until you're approved and we notify you of that to activate your leads in 3 days, okay? Now,
okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. And you must speak with a live agent, okay? If you need to pause or cancel the account to prevent those charges for your next month of service, contact our client support team at least 3 business days before that next billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay?
Got it.
Does that make sense? Okay. Now, Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to be updating the package. I'll be processing the payment. You're going to start getting a bunch of text messages and emails, okay? I probably, Oscar, need about maybe 7 more minutes, and then we'll be done, okay? But I like to be I like to make sure everything's crossed, all I's are dotted. So I know you're busy. It's been a long day, but I don't want to really rush through it, and then we miss something, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Go back here. Yeah, I just like to make sure everything's in order. You know what I mean? So this application that I'll be sending you, I'm going to send it via text and email. My question on the application is this, okay? How much time do you think you will need to fill it out? When do you think you could have it done?
Oh, the same day that you send it, I mean.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You could have it done by tonight. Beautiful. Okay.
Definitely.
So, I'm also going to be scheduling, it's what we call a client interview. Okay, now the client interview is going to be conducted with one of my technicians. They're going to talk to you about, the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about keywords, your areas of service. They're going to go over way more in detail. Okay. I like to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Okay. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Wednesday would be perfect.
Wednesday works better for you?
Tomorrow,
okay.
Yeah, because tomorrow we're going to be finishing up a job. It's going to take most of the day.
Okay.
But just so we're not rushing. Like,
Exactly.
Wednesday,
like around what
about
time?
How long do you think it might take?
I'm going to block out an hour. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say at least 40 minutes. At least 40. Excuse me. I've been fighting this asthma cough forever.
Oh, I have asthma too. I'm sorry.
I apologize if I cough in your ear. It's just been like I'll be talking and all of a sudden it's like that. It comes up and I'm like, what is going on? It's the weather.
Yeah. So yeah, no worries.
Kind of like, I don't know if that would help it or not, but I know I'm probably due for my inhaler soon. So what time would work for you on Wednesday? So I can look at the calendar. About 10? Okay. Let me do this. I actually have a 10 o'clock. Perfect. I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Okay. So we're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock. Now, Oscar, we're going to call you from an 877 number. I need you to make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, let's say we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I'm also, if I'm not on a call or in another meeting, it's going to be me calling you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they're going to proceed without me. They will not wait for me, okay, because they want to get things going. Now, I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget, to remind you that it will be in the next hour, okay? So I just sent you that. Now we're going to go over some basic notes for my technician. This way my tech knows where to start from, okay? So let me go here and just grab these notes, and then we're going to start notating on here. So, Oscar, is there anyone else that you want to notate on the account that's authorized to make changes, or is it only going to be you?
Only me.
Okay.
I'm a solo rider, independent.
I was going to say, that's where the independent comes from, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, and honestly, even with my workers, I don't ever like them to have helpers. I want them to do everything by themselves, you know. So
good.
They need material, go get it yourself. It sounds like you have a really good team.
Sounds like you got a really good team. Good for you.
It took me a while. Well, my dad let me have my crew. Let me have my crew go with me. So, but I didn't take them right away. I took them maybe a month after, just because I didn't want them to come with me and not have steady work. I wanted to establish myself first, and then
On your hours of operation, do you want me to put 24/7, or do you want me to put a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, which is on my website. I believe I have it for 24 hours, but. Since it's just a lease and stuff, we could do 6 to 6.
6 to 6, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, is there any way that you could put emergency hours 24/7?
I can. So do you want me to put Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday 6 to 6?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday 6 to 6, and then I'm going to put emergency services 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Emergency services, 24 hours. Okay. Targeted areas. I know you said Ventura County. What else?
Let's just stick to Ventura County.
Okay.
I mean, because if we're going to be getting that many leads, I'd like to stay local as possible, you know. But, I mean, we take every job. Yeah,
you
we take all jobs,
it
but
time. Uh-huh. If you wanted to target specific areas like Camarillo, Calabasas, wherever, right? You can choose specific areas too. For right now, I'll put Ventura County, but you can always choose the areas too that you want to target. And then Wednesday is your appointment. Let me put that here, which is the 23rd, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. is what I'm putting. Okay. When we communicate with you here at Local Splash, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Either one. Yeah.
If it's us calling, okay, so I'm going to put phone is what you prefer.
You can leave it only phone. I mean, you could do emails too. Because sometimes I'm going to be busy. You could do them all, actually.
And this is basically basically what this means is, like, when our company is trying to get in touch with you, we're going to call you, email, and text you. Okay?
Oh, okay. Perfect.
All right. Now, I'm also part of our package. It's already included in our program. We are going to provide you a tracking number. It's going to be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone number. Okay? This is going to prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls. Okay? It's also helpful for you. So, like, let's say you're on the way to a client's house and you forgot the address. Okay? You can go into your client dashboard, retrieve the phone call, and grab the address from there. Okay?
Nice.
Listening to the recorded call. Now, your Facebook page, what you're going to do, you're going to add us on as managers to your business Facebook page so that we can optimize that page and manage your Facebook ads. Okay? Do you have Instagram
Definitely.
Too or no?
No, I've never really gotten into that.
Okay.
But
don't
I mean,
worry.
I know it's a really good platform too. You
if
know.
You ever, if we don't do anything with Instagram, but I'm going to tell you something. If
okay.
you open up a business Instagram page, okay, make sure you link it to your Facebook business page, because when you post on Facebook business page, it'll post automatically to Instagram. Or if you post on your Instagram business page, it automatically will post to your Facebook business. Okay. Even though we don't do anything with Facebook, right? If we're running, or excuse me, Instagram, if you link your business pages on Instagram and Facebook, that Facebook ad is going to show up on your Instagram page.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
So if, so just remember, if you
post.
Ever do that, yeah, if you ever build a business Instagram page, make sure you link it to your Facebook. Okay.
Okay, you got
I know you're busy, but if you ever have time, you know, downtime and you do
never
that.
Never too busy
sure
to advertise.
That is true, you know.
I'm trying to tell my brother he's already a year in, and he's kind of taking, he wasn't in the office as long as I was, though, you know, so I got a major head start on him. And,
oh, did you?
I try to help him out, but yeah, and I'm going to let him know about you guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Listen, give him my number. You give him my number,
uh-huh.
And here's the thing. If you refer your brother, you'll get some type of credit if he signs up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with us for 2 months, you'll get a credit. So you always want to give him my
nice.
Number. So that way, and it's in the email, but I'll text it to you as well.
Nice.
So this way you just have it for your records, okay?
Cool.
Let me see here. Let me take a look. Vertical is going to be roofer. Let me go here to your, okay, 768 is going to be your minimum monthly budget. I was going to ask you, when it comes to the roofing, there's a couple questions I wanted to ask you real quick just so I can notate it on here.
Definitely.
Let me see. I know it's new roofs, re-roofs. Do you ever want roofing repairs?
Yeah, definitely. We take it off.
Okay. You do roof inspections?
Especially if it's all inventory. Yeah, free roof inspections, actually.
Do you do the attic venting?
Yes.
What about gutter installation and repair?
Seamless gutters.
Okay. Skylight installation and repair?
Yes.
Okay. And obvious storm, wind, damage, and roof repair too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect.
I work with insurance companies pretty well, too.
Oh, nice. Those are good, too. If you can get in with a good insurance company, like, you know that you're – one that they'll always refer to, like, hey, get an estimate. This one is like, I know I have that with like AAA, like with my car. If there's any type of like issues, they always have who they specifically refer for you to go to or recommend.
Exactly.
Now, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, Google's going to notify us as well if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Okay. What max bidding means is that you can choose to pay either double or triple the cost of the lead to be one of the ones closest to the top. But Google has to notify us of that if you even qualify for max bidding, okay? The background check, I'm assuming you have a social security number, right? If not, do you have an EIN or an ITIN? Oscar? Did
yes,
you hit the mute
I have
button?
A social security number.
Amal, did you hit the mute button? So you have a social security number. Okay, perfect. Now, there's two companies that Google uses to run the background check. One is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Once we know who's running your background check, we're going to call you because we need you to be on the lookout for an email or a text message, okay? So one of them is going to ask you send a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you to follow the steps, put your name, put your birth date, because they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on, okay?
Okay.
I'm assuming you have a driver's license or a California ID or maybe a U.S. passport, right? One of those?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm putting on here you have your insurance and your license is the C-39 is what I'm putting here. And then, okay, forms of payments that you accept.
Cash,
what do you do? Cash, check,
credit cards.
Credit, debit, okay. What about Zelle or Venmo?
Yeah, online. Zelle and Venmo also.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, now I need you to look through your emails and your text messages because we sent them to both and there's going to be a lot of them. But
okay.
I need you to find one that says, one will say, Google guaranteed campaign begins.
Got it.
Okay. So you'll look through it where it says getting started. There's in blue, it'll say application form. Okay. You're going to click on that. It's going to open up the application and you're going to start filling it out. There's going to be a part on the application. Okay. Where it's going to ask you, what's your minimum monthly budget? You're going to put 768. On the other email that I sent you, it has it there. Okay. Also, it's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? Okay. These are employees that are doing your bidding face to face with your potential client. And I think you mentioned you're the only one that does that, right? You're the one that goes and does the bidding. You're the one that gets paid for the job, correct? Not your guy.
Definitely.
Okay. So what you're going to put is zero. Because if you put that you have one or two employees, they're going to want their information to run the background check. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You're going to upload your license. You're going to upload your insurance document. And we give you an example of the paper, the insurance paper we need. Not all of them. It's the one that's the COI, the Accord. Okay? Now, there's another one, another email or text message I need you to find that says action pictures needed. For Google verification.
Okay.
Let me know when you have that one up. It was probably either before or after the one that says initial invoice.
The Google guarantee campaign begin.
It would have been what came before that one? Is there one that says local splash initial invoice?
Ideal package and then client dashboard and analysis. Oh, local splash initial invoice there.
Open up that one.
Okay.
And then it's going to say, hello, Oscar. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription term.
Got it.
So you're going to click on that, and now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yeah, and then I'm agreeing to
Beautiful.
The...
Agree text to receive messages. Text messages from us to your phone number. You certify
uh-huh.
that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and your information is complete and accurate. And you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. So you click in each box on those. And then at the very bottom, and you might have to turn your phone horizontal if you can't see it all because it tends to do that. It'll
yeah,
say
it says,
sign.
I'm typing my name. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
Confirm signature.
It should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password.
Yeah.
So this is where you go in and track your results with us. Okay? So this is where you put
nice.
Your phone number, and then the password is good mobile, one word, all lowercase. Okay? Now, you could try to log in there right now. You're not going to see a whole lot. Okay, because the technician's going to be creating all of that. So I would suggest going back in there within maybe 5 to 7 days just to start taking a look at and seeing, you know, what work is being done. You'll be able to see if there's any calls coming through, stuff like that. Okay. Now, there's one more that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
A new email. Let's see back here. Action needed, pictures needed
yes,
for Google.
That one. Okay. So this is going to help us get your Google business profile verified. Google needs the below mentioned information, okay, to proceed further. So we ask you that you kindly send us pictures of the following listed below. Now, some of these you might not have, and that's okay. You're going to send us the ones that you do have.
Oh, I just bought a drone. Are you guys asking for photos?
You just bought a drone? Did you really? No way.
I really did. It's going to be here like at 8 o'clock tonight.
How
it's
cool
It's just
is
the
that?
Best aerial pictures ever.
Wow, really?
My baby brother, he's... He just turned 30, and he's out there in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
And he's been sending me videos of his work, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness. He just finished high school.
No
like, oh,
way.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
I was like, that is amazing.
So cool. That's going to be good, you know, when you do the roof inspections, huh?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, the only time I'll do I'll work the drone with the roof,
uh-huh.
Roof inspection is like with the Spanish clay tile that's really brittle, or any kind of tile that's really brittle.
Oh,
like
okay.
The lightweight tiles are really brittle too.
Oh, okay. Well, see, these pictures, Google requires it. It's part of the verification process, right? Those photos that we're asking you for, those photos aren't going to show anywhere on Google. But, like, you'll send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures of your business license, your business insurance, your registration for the business. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but not with your client's information on it, okay, like a blank invoice. Whatever's on that list that you do have, send us pictures. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can, okay? Now, starting, this is our timeline. 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, getting you verified on Google for the Google business profile, creating that profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, I will always tell you, Oscar, 45 to 60 days, even though
uh-huh.
I've seen it happen a lot sooner, okay, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, what we're also going to do, too, okay, and I'm sure you can think of some people that could start leaving you reviews once we have that profile created. We're going to
definitely. I have a bunch of reference letters that I've already used.
Beautiful. So we're going to create you this little link. Okay, you're going to text it or you're going to email it to anyone that you've done work for and ask them to leave you reviews because we need at least 5 of them for the Google guarantee. Okay, so we're going to help you gain those. All right?
Nice.
I'm actually a vendor for a property, property management right now.
Are you really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I
okay,
just took the initiative
perfect.
And made some flyers and walked into a whole bunch of property management and said, hey, there's a roofer in town.
You're like, I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing. Good for you.
I don't only worry about like my money coming in. I always worry about making sure that there's work for my workers.
You know what? That's awesome. That's tough for a business owner, right? Because you're not just worrying about you, but you're making sure you got work for your guys too. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I am so happy that I got to talk to you. You know, Oscar, I think you're going to be super successful. I mean, you're having success now. Imagine with this type of marketing coming in. I mean, I'm so excited for you. I really, really am. I actually want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local / family. I'm super, super excited for you. Yes. So listen, remember on Wednesday, we'll be calling you for your client interview, but let me do this. So this way you have my number for your records. I know you have it in the email, but let me send you my contact info because if you have questions when you're filling out the application, if you're stuck on something, or if you just have any questions before your client interview, please call me, okay? Let me send this to you so that way you have it. You should have gotten my text. It's the same number, the 877 number. You're just going to put my extension, 623. Okay.
Okay.
And again, my name is Nadine Medina. So I'm really going to do my best to be available when it's time to call you for your client interview because I always love doing the introductions just because I build a good rapport with someone on the phone and I always like to do that introduction. I don't know. For me, I feel like it's a lot smoother transition, you know, and yeah, it's going to be good. And actually, Ruben is the one who's going to be your account manager. So at some point, he is going to also call you to introduce himself, okay? And that should be within probably the next 24 to 48 hours that he'll be calling you to just say, hi, I'm Ruben. I'm going to be your account manager and just kind of introduce himself like that to you, okay?
Got it.
All right. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day? Or your afternoon,
no,
should I say now?
You've been great. No, I still
aww.
Gotta hit the dump and drop
my
guys
gosh.
Off and that's it.
Oh, you poor thing. Your day's not over yet. Pretty soon you can rest
a
little
bit. And then my son plays tackle football, so we'll be in practice for Hell Week.
I was just gonna say, isn't it Hell Week right now? Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. He finished his first week. He's going on his second week now. He has to get 20 hours in 2 weeks, and it's 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, from 5:45 to 7:45.
How old is he?
And then the coach likes to have it. Then the coach likes to have their little coach speeches that takes it all the way to 8 o'clock at night.
Oh my gosh! What is he? Is he in like travel ball or is it like pop
tackle
ball?
Football?
Not pop tackle football, but is it for a league that he's playing?
Yeah, Ventura Packers.
Oh, wow.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
No way. Really?
Yeah,
he's
going into third grade.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, last year he played at the SoFi Stadium and won.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
It was it was crazy. I mean, I just looked him up right now.
I just looked it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a youth football. Wow.
Yes, exactly.
So he's got
weigh-ins
and all that, huh?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, today was the last day to exchange, pads and helmets if they didn't fit. You know, and the wife got him in there. I was trying to make it, but I got a great support system.
Thank God. You know what? I'll tell you, my husband, a couple years, I would say probably like maybe 10 years ago, there was a friend of ours that you know, he was coaching Pop Warner. And these boys were like, I think 11, 10 to 11. But, you know, they go by, of course, their weight too, you know. And we didn't have any kids on the team, but my husband was like, he was part of it, you know. And he was coaching the kids. And there was one parent, I'm not even joking, her son was like overweight, right?
Yeah.
And he had to make weight. And man, she had him in the sweatsuit. And I'm not even joking. She was giving him laxatives, telling him it was chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
To make it so he would hit weight. And she's like, I don't care. You make him keep running. And we're like, oh, my gosh. She was like a tough mom, right? But yeah. You know what? She used to tell my husband, if he don't listen, grab him by his mask. And my husband's like, I'm not going to put my hands on him like that. Like, we don't, you know. But my husband, there was times where it was like, you know, you sometimes got to yell at the kids, right? Because you're also concerned with their safety, too. If they're not paying attention or doing things right, they can get hurt on the field really bad, right? And some parents...
Exactly like, why you, the kid cannot miss practice.
Right?
Because if there's only three practices a week during the season... And if they miss one day of practice, that is a major loss for the whole team.
That's like, you're like missing a whole week when you miss one day of practice.
Yeah, well, because the 3 days that you're practicing is because they're practicing plays that are going to happen on that weekend.
Exactly. So just missing one practice is going to affect you. And I'll tell you, my husband finally told one of the parents, like, listen, when your kid shows up late, yeah, I'm going to make him run because he's not here on time. He's missing like a whole 30 minutes of practice. And the parent was like upset. And the main coach was like, listen, this guy doesn't even have kids on the team. He's dedicating his own personal time, dedicating it to coaching your kids. He doesn't have to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my husband's like, listen, I'm doing it for their safety. Those kids get hurt on the field and they're missing practice. I mean, they're going to get hurt out there. If I'm not on him, you know, but he loved it. But you know what? It just the coach ended up having arguments with the parents and it was just a mess. And my husband's like, I can't do this. You know what I mean? Too much animosity. They don't even like the coach. They all loved my husband and wanted him to take over. But he's
too
much responsibility. Oh, yeah. But some of the parents, it was like, man, ruthless.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know. Some of these parents are just out of control. I mean, it's a kids league, first of all, you
yes,
know, and,
exactly.
And I mean, of course we always want to win, but I mean,
but you
gotta
have fun, you know, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Let
them
have fun.
Let them have fun. The parents get so serious about it. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you got to have good sportsmanship, right? And it starts with
definitely.
The parents and the coaches. If they're going off the handle, what example is that setting for the kids? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It takes the fun out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited for you. Congrats. I hope he does really well. I'm sure he will. Has he been playing for a while?
Yeah. He still has quite a bit of work, but I mean, what kid doesn't, you know?
He'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Oscar,
I
know.
If he doesn't, as long as he has fun, that's all that matters.
Yep, absolutely. You're doing an amazing job. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. Please, if you have any questions, feel free and reach out to me before your client interview. That's what I'm here for. Other than that, if you refer anybody, I'm going to strongly suggest give them my number so this way you get credit for it. You know what I mean? So,
yes, I'm going to tell them all about Nadine. I'm going to be like, hey, bro, you need to hit up Nadine, bro. He's going to put
you
on.
Is he in the same industry, too, or what does he do?
Yes, and everybody's isn't that competition? I'm like, no, definitely not, because if I'm overwhelmed, well, just only with my, like, my personal clients, like, I would tell them, and they already know my brother also. Because
so if you're
we used to both work for my dad.
Or overbooked.
Yeah.
Send him over.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
You know. But I mean, I got clients waiting a month just to use me.
No way. Well, that's
you know?
Because of the work that you do. I believe it. I definitely believe it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I hope you have a really good evening, Oscar. Try to get a little bit of rest. And then we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Okay?
You got it.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you very much all for right. calling.
Thank you. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.